Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're talking about the Waldorf Astoria Residences in Sarasota. This is a pretty iconic project, and I'm really curious to dig into what makes it special. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so the Waldorf Astoria Residences is really something unique in the Sarasota market. It's a luxury residential development that brings that world-class Waldorf Astoria brand and hospitality experience into a residential setting, which is pretty rare down here.
Oh, wow. So it's not just a condo building. It's like the Waldorf Astoria experience, but you actually live there? That's kind of a game changer.
Exactly. So you get access to high-end amenities and services that you'd normally only find in a five-star hotel. We're talking concierge service, spa facilities, fine dining options, and really thoughtful architectural design. It's positioned for buyers who want that premium lifestyle and aren't just looking for a place to live, they want an experience.
Right. That makes total sense. So who's the typical buyer here? Like, are we talking retirees, second home buyers, or a mix?
It's really a mix, honestly. You've got affluent retirees who want to be in Sarasota's cultural scene and beautiful weather year round. You've got successful professionals and entrepreneurs looking for a second home or a place to escape to. And increasingly, you're seeing younger high net worth individuals who appreciate the lifestyle amenities and the investment potential. The location is huge too. Being in Sarasota puts you near downtown, the beaches, and all the cultural attractions like the opera and theaters.
You know what I think is so cool about that? Sarasota's really become this hub for people who want luxury, but also culture and community. I mean, we've covered a lot about Sarasota's new construction scene, like the Lakewood Ranch developments, and even some of the contemporary home design trends down here. But the Waldorf Astoria feels like it's playing in a different league. What about pricing? Like, what are we looking at for someone interested in a unit?
Yeah, it's definitely premium positioning. Prices vary based on floor plan, location within the building, and views, but you're generally looking at substantial investment. We're talking luxury tier pricing that reflects the brand name, the amenities, and the location. It's not an entry-level luxury purchase, but for the buyer who can afford it, the value proposition is really strong because you're getting that Waldorf Astoria name, the services, and the Sarasota lifestyle all bundled together.
That's really helpful context. So if someone's seriously interested, what should they be thinking about when they're evaluating whether this is the right fit?
Good question. First, think about lifestyle fit. Do you actually want those concierge and hotel style services, or would you prefer a more traditional residential experience? Second, consider the market. Luxury real estate, especially branded luxury, can be sensitive to economic shifts and interest rates. We're definitely in an affordability conscious environment right now, so understanding your financing options and long-term investment outlook is important. And third, location preference. If you want to be in central Sarasota near culture and dining, this works great. But if you prefer a quieter neighborhood or a different part of the market, there are other options like Longbow Key condos or communities like Miramar that might be worth exploring.
That's really solid advice. So it sounds like the Waldorf Astoria is really for a specific buyer. Someone who values that branded experience and the lifestyle services. It's not necessarily the right choice for everyone, but for the right person, it's probably pretty incredible.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you're curious about luxury options in Sarasota, whether it's the Waldorf Astoria or other high-end communities, the best thing to do is reach out, see some options, and figure out what actually fits your lifestyle and your goals. Every buyer is different, and what matters is finding the right fit for you.
Perfect. David, thanks so much for breaking this down. If folks want to learn more or explore listings in Sarasota, check the show notes for the link to your site. This was really helpful, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk about Sarasota real estate.
Thanks for listening to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.